So welcome to Mission Academy. It's our regular board meeting. It's Wednesday, November the 16th, 2022 at 12:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing public comments at missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to call this meeting to order, and we'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Lynette Beck.
Present.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
John Dortch.
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we're now going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Barbara, would you do that? And everyone else place their line on mute.
Absolutely. Put your right hand on your heart and repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. So now we're going to do staff introductions, and Mr. Brown, we'll start with you.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Welcome to you, Jerry Vincent.
Good afternoon, board and staff. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
And welcome to you also, Jerry. So school staff.
This is Jenna Yunus, Principal. Hello, everyone.
Yay. Okay, school legal counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Hi, Michelle. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? So it is my understanding that Jeff Martinall is not on the line, so who is going to do his part?
I guess that'll be me.
Okay, that's perfect.
If you recall on this agenda item, so long as the board, the governor has declared an emergency and the board is in accordance with the fact that they still feel the need to meet remotely, that so long as we adopt the resolution to do so, we can continue to meet remotely until the governor lifts the emergency declaration.
All right. Thank you so much. Can I get a motion and a second to approve 1E?
John Dortch, move.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Thank you. John Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have a quorum. We have a quorum. I said that before. We have a unanimous thing to pass 1E. A little confused here. 1F, approve agenda for the November 16th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion in a second.
Barbara Willebrand, move. Okay.
Claudette Beck, second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So Bill, I was just doing staff introductions and we went right into 1E. So I didn't do a roll call for a quorum. Is that okay?
Let's go ahead and do it.
I realized that.
You did a roll call. I thought you did the roll call.
Well, I've got a roll call for all the votes, but did I do that to establish a quorum? Anybody?
Yeah, I checked off all of them. Anybody okay. else miss that?
All right, we're good then. Okay. So I just want to make sure.
I think it's good to double check it, President, but I think we're good.
Okay. Always do that. All right. So we did 1F unanimously. So now we're in public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. whether or not the item is on the agenda by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you so much, Shelley. So now we're on three, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. I have very little to offer. However, I would like to thank the board for their due diligence and for allowing us to continue in the manner that we do. So I will return that to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Jerry Vincent.
Thank you, President Stanford. Is ditto an appropriate response?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, thank you.
All right. And we want to thank Jenna for coming on, too. I want to add that. Any other comments from the board members? All right. So if not, we'll go to four closing items. Our next regular board meeting is December the 9th, 2022 at 1130. And I need now a motion to adjourn this meeting. A motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Nurse will second.
Okay, so Claudette Beck motion, John Dorch second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
All right, so it is unanimous that we are adjourning this meeting. Thank you all for your participation.